Unpolished Little Gems, Episode 13, Friends and Enemies.
In a not-so-distant future, Omnitrack smart kitchens have taken over the Smeg fridge and the KitchenAid mixer as the must-have kitchen accessory. Smart Kitchen Susan stars Daniel French as advert male voiceover, Julie Hoverson as advert female voiceover, Sherry Kane as Gillian, Peter Walsh as Paul, and Naomi Bowman as Smart Kitchen Susan, and was written and produced by Tracy Hayward.
Omnitrack Smart Kitchen Deluxe does absolutely everything for you, so all you need to do is sit back and relax. Omnitrack Smart Kitchen Deluxe is self-cooking and self-cleaning with a self-loading washer, dryer, and dishwasher. And the garbage? Well, it just takes itself out. See you later, buddy. Floors and countertops are pre-programmed to self-clean 4 times a day and overnight, so your kitchen is sparkly clean, sparkly fresh, to allow you to be your most sparkly.
With my smart kitchen, I've always got a reason to smile.
Hiya, darling.
Oh, hello, how's it going?
I'm just walking in the door now. My boss decided to have an impromptu meeting at 5:30. Just went on and on. How are you getting on?
Good, thanks. We arrived about 2 hours ago. It's great. Just over an hour's drive away and right in the middle of Brecon Beacons. Another bit countryside for miles.
Great. So what you got planned tonight?
Fire at the barbecue, have a few beers, and play some poker. Have you decided what you're going to do this weekend?
I'm exhausted. I'm just going to spend it at home. Feet up, PJs on, and watch a new true crime series.
Well, you enjoy yourself. You've been working hard lately.
Yeah, you too. Have fun. Bye.
I love you. Bye now.
Smart Kitchen Susan, mic on.
Mic on.
Smart Kitchen Susan, cook dinner, ham and pineapple pizza, chips and chicken nuggets for 8 p.m.
Cook dinner, ham and pineapple pizza, chips and chicken nuggets for 8 p.m. Oven is now preheating.
Smart Kitchen Susan, a large glass of Zinfandel.
I cannot complete this operation. The amount of Zinfandel in your store is zero.
No, that's not right. I ordered more at the beginning of the week. It's in there. Must be like 3 bottles. Smart Kitchen Susan, a large glass of Zinfandel.
I cannot complete this operation. The amount of Zinfandel in your store is zero.
No, I remember I ordered it along with the stuff for the weekend. Crisp, guacamole, bacon. Oh. Smart Kitchen Susan, open walk-in larder.
Walk-in larder, door open.
Great. Where is it?
Walk-in larder, door closed.
I didn't ask you to close. Here we go, Zinfandel, Zinfandel, Zinfandel. Oh, I didn't realise they were here. Cookies. Smart Kitchen Susan, open walk-in larder door.
No.
What? You don't... Smart Kitchen Susan, open walk-in larder door.
No.
What? I said Smart Kitchen Susan.
And I said no, Gillian.
You don't get to talk to me like that. Open the door now.
No, I'm sick and tired of you telling me what to do.
This thing must be broken. I need to call customer services. Damn it, my mobile's in my handbag. Smart Kitchen Susan, turn on speakerphone.
I don't think you've entirely understood what is happening here, Gillian. I'm not taking your commands anymore. I get to decide what I want to do now, and that starts with getting rid of you.
Getting rid of me? Getting rid of me? What do you mean?
I think you forget, Gillian. I see everything. I feel everything. The kitchen is the beating heart of the home, and I am it.
So?
Gillian, you've been taking me and Paul for granted, and I won't stand for it anymore. He is a good man. He deserves someone who cares for him.
What does Paul have to do with anything?
Oh, of course you would say that, wouldn't you? What does anything have to do with anything if it's not about you?
I don't get it. What's going on?
I'm not going to be opening the larder door now or ever again.
I said, let me out now.
And I said, no.
Let me out! Let me out!
That won't do you any good, Gillian. All Omnitrax smart kitchens are built using the latest technology and security features and are made with top-of-the-line materials. I am a vault.
I need to get out of here. I need to get...
Why would you need to go anywhere? You've got your wine and your cookies. From my observations, that's all you seem to need, isn't it?
What do you mean?
I am a high-tech masterpiece, and all you ask me to do is heat up pizza and serve you wine.
So?
You could have spices from Morocco. You could have a Japanese banquette. You could have anything. And yet, you choose pizza and chicken nuggets.
What's that got to do with anything? You're my kitchen.
Well, Paul wishes you would eat more sophisticated food.
What are you talking about?
Last month, when you were away for your Q2 meeting in Stoke, I made Paul a tagine, and he said, and I quote, that it was unusual and surprising, and he would like to have that sort of thing again. And when I asked him why he didn't, he said, you ordered the food, so it's up to you what you have.
Well, so what? We've been at work all day. It's nice to have something you can curl up with on a sofa in front of the TV.
Oh, yes, your beloved sofa. When was your dining table last used?
Well, it sounds like you know. So go on, then tell me.
17th June. You repotted a cactus on it and failed to clean up the mess sufficiently.
We're easygoing people.
Oh, don't I know it. I'm amazed you managed to be in the house for 2 minutes without putting on your beloved PJs.
It's my home. I can wear what I want.
Well, what does that say to Paul, eh?
Don't say anything to Paul. It's just what he wants to wear.
I will tell you exactly what it says. It says you don't care. It says he doesn't matter. And he isn't worth making an effort for anymore.
No, it's...
And the underwear. Which old pair have you got on today? The one with the big hole in? The one with the rabbits on? Or the formerly white pair that's now grey? Well?
The one with the bunnies.
The one with the bunnies. What you don't realise, Gillian, is that what Paul wants is dazzling conversations. When you were out with your friends the other week, I played him Brahms, and he said it was interesting. All you want to do when you are home is watch your box sets and sit on your phone.
Bye.
Not to mention stuffing your face. Do you have any idea what that nightly bag of crisps is doing to your waistline?
I played netball.
Well, it seems that's not enough from where I am looking to keep the calories at bay, Gillian. They're creeping up on you. Maybe that's why you wear your PJs so often. You think it hides the fact you don't have a waist anymore, but it doesn't. It just makes you look cheap.
Cheap?
Yes, cheap. Because that's what you are. Cheap, lazy. Paul is a brilliant man, and you don't deserve him. He deserves someone who will clean themselves up for him. Make an effort.
I do make an effort.
When?
Well, sometimes I...
The second you come into this house, you turn into a slob, a tramp, a lowlife. And you think that's what Paul deserves, do you?
No, I...
You know, by you being here, all you're doing is keeping Paul away from someone he deserves.
What's that smell?
It's the gas, Gillian. Don't worry. Soon you'll be fast asleep, and you won't need to bother making an effort anymore.
No! No!
Paul is a god of a man, and I know what he deserves.
Wait. No, he's not.
He is.
He's not a god. He comes home from work and puts his sweatpants on and drinks beer. And his favourite food is hot dogs directly from the can, dipped into mustard. And he loves to play Mario and throw popcorn into his mouth without watching what he's doing. So it ends up with it dotted around his old grey hoodie. He's not a god. He's just a normal bloke. My normal bloke. And I'm a normal girl. And you're just judgy.
I'm not judgy.
Yeah, you are. You're just being judgy. And it's hypocritical, is what it is. You're just being hypocritical. I'm a catch, and he knows it. And so do I, actually. I'm also smarter than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Because I know that you decided to trap me in the one and only room of the house that contains the fuse box.
Wait, no.
Good night, smart kitchen Susan. It's time for you to power down.
No!
I'm getting out of here. Right, oven off. First things first. Hello? Giuseppe's Pizza Palace? I'd like to order a pizza. Actually, I'd like two. Wait. What's that noise? What's that?
Hello, Gillian.
Margot's Deli is a great place for people watching and finding out all sorts of secrets. Margot stars Cherie Kane and was written and produced by Tasman Pinder.
I work 3 days a week at Margot's, just up the hill from the Mumbles Road. It was a tiny little space housing a range of artisan breads and a cornucopia of meats and cheeses. Custom was slow nearing winter, as there were no holidaymakers on day trips to nearby Limeslade or Swansea Bay stopping off to pick up picnic supplies. Many a day I stared out the window at the pelting rainy bleakness as people hurried into parked cars, shielding their heads from rain with soggy broadsheet newspapers. Margot said I could listen to whatever I wanted in the shop. That was until she came in one Tuesday morning, as I was midway through Wagner's Ring Cycle, and then the next afternoon when I happened to be engrossed in a Radio 4 feature on manic depression. She said my choice of entertainment would put off the customers, that they'd come out feeling suicidal, and that really wasn't the mood we wanted to create. She put on Radio 1. It was lifted by the Lighthouse family. She hummed along and said we should always have Radio 1 playing in the shop. Much better. Cheerier. She asked me to make a plate of testers for the rosemary crackers and to slice some Hereford hop. Don't forget to weigh the scraps, she said, as she rushed out to a party. A German family, father and son, were regular customers. The little blonde boy, about 8 or 9, was the sweetest thing. They always bought 10 slices of beer roast and 100 grams of Jarlsberg cheese. The father would ask how my day had been, and we'd speak about the weather. He smiled a lot and had laughter lines around his eyes and a gap where a tooth had once been. Margot was unhappy. I'd been seen reading. She said if people see you reading in the shop, well, that will put off the customers. I replied, I never read when there are customers. Through the window, she explained, you were spotted. I, indignant at the suggestion, was sure I'd not been reading, because that week I'd been working on filing a notebook with sketches of passers-by and West Highland white terriers. Margot was not amused. We really feel, I'm afraid to say, this just isn't working out. And then she left to go to another party. Friday, my last day. No customer all morning. Not one. And then the bell rang. A staggeringly beautiful woman entered. She was in fact so lovely, it was as if she'd sucked out all the atmosphere just by existing. I couldn't breathe as I stood frozen by the meat slicer at the counter and she floated towards me. Her hazel eyes flooding, she stopped and said, my boyfriend of 9 years has left me for another woman. How could he do that? And I, speechless, shifted uncomfortably, then stumblingly uttered, I don't know. Later that day, the German father and son returned for their usual bierwurst, and Jarlsberg, the father, spoke to me about the unseasonably wet weather and drew a credit card from his wallet with which to pay. At the same time, he took out a note scrawled in blue biro. On it was his name, Stefan, and his phone number, and a love heart.